This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Podal appoints new ambassadors to 5 countries. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says Buddhism stands as a profound link between Nepal and China. Voting for various positions of the Federation of Nepali Journalists underway. And 6 people die in a hospital fire in India. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podal has appointed new ambassadors to 5 countries based on the recommendation of the Nepal government and the Council of Ministers. The appointments were made in accordance with Article 282 of the Constitution of Nepal. Prakash Mani Podal has been appointed as ambassador to the Portuguese Republic. Sunil Nepal will serve as ambassador to the Kingdom of Spain. Kapil Manstresta has been appointed as ambassador to the Republic of South Africa. Likewise, Seva Lamsal will represent Nepal as ambassador to the Kingdom of Belgium, and Dr. Shivamaya Tumba Hangfei has been appointed as ambassador to the Republic of Korea. The appointments are aimed at strengthening Nepal's diplomatic relations with these countries. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said Buddhism stood as a profound link in Nepal-China relations. Prime Minister Oli made this remark while addressing the 9th Nanhai Buddhism Roundtable Forum in Kathmandu today. Prime Minister Oli said Buddhism has been the luminous thread weaving the spiritual and cultural fabric of Nepal and China, fostering an enduring bond of harmony and understanding. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli also emphasized Nepal as the sacred birthplace of Gautam Buddha, which symbolizes the historical and cultural bridge between the two nations. Prime Minister Oli praised the exchanges of knowledge between Nepali and Chinese scholars such as Fa Xiang and Buddha Bhadra and lauded monuments like Lumbini's Chinese Buddhist Monastery. Furthermore, Prime Minister Oli emphasized the collaborative efforts between Lumbini Buddhist University and China's Nanhai Buddhist Academy as a testament to shared aspirations. The Prime Minister expressed confidence in further strengthening ties through mutual respect and cultural exchanges, advancing the shared legacy of peace and cooperation inspired by Buddha's teachings. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podal has said that the minimum wage set by the government will now apply to nursing and health workers at medical colleges and health institutions, including private sector facilities. Minister Podal instructed officials to ensure no institution pays less than the government minimum wage and to provide allowances for extra work hours. The Ministry of Health also issued a directive ensuring that medical colleges, hospitals and other health institutions across the country follow these wage standards. The ministry also emphasized that no worker should be employed on a contractual or casual basis and workers must provide proper educational and experience certificates. Additionally, wages will be paid only through banks to ensure proper payment. Spokesperson of the Ministry of Health, Dr. Prakash Budatoki, confirmed that monitoring of the implementation of the wage standard determined by the government will take place. The Federal Parliament Secretariat has begun the parliamentary hearing process of Purna Bahadur Nepali, who was recommended as the resident ambassador to Nepal for Democratic Socialist Republic, Sri Lanka. Issuing a notice today, the Parliamentary Hearing Committee called for complaints within 10 days with clear grounds and evidence in decent language if anyone feels it is not appropriate to appoint Purna Bahadur Nepali to the ambassadorial post as recommended. The committee further said that the complaint or information can be sent through the committee's secretariat or the district administration office. The Federation of Nepali Journalists, an umbrella organization of working journalists of the country, is holding its election today to pick a new leadership. According to the Central Election Committee, the voting will be held from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday. The new leadership will be elected in the Central Committee, 10 province committees, 77 district chapters and 41 Pratisthan chapters today. The National Forum of Photojournalists, NFPJ, and Wen Jiao Media Group in China have signed an agreement to strengthen cultural and professional ties in photojournalism. The deal includes cooperation on photo, video and news exchanges, as well as professional development between the two groups. Happiness was expressed over the agreement, noting it would help promote cultural and tourism ties between the Nepal and China through media. The partnership between two organizations would foster friendship and aid in promoting tourism between the two countries. The agreement signing event was attended by photographers from both nations. Office bearers of Cricket Association of Nepal welcomed cricketer Brian Lara at Tribhuwan International Airport. Cricketer Brian Lara arrived in Nepal at the invitation of Cricket Association of Nepal to watch the ongoing first edition of Nepal Premier League. The Nepal Premier League is underway in Kathmandu. Also, the former captain of West Indies, Brian Lara, would watch some matches of Nepal Premier League and interact with players. Cricketer Brian Lara had played from national team of West Indies from 1990 to 2007 and played 131 test matches. Legendary cricketer Lara has set a world record of hitting 400 runs in test match against England held in 12th of April 2024. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. At least 6 people have died in a fire at a private hospital in southern India and more than 20 others were injured. The police reported on Friday that the blaze began late on Thursday night in Dindigul, Tamil Nadu and spread quickly through the building. According to Agence France-Presse, the victims were found unconscious in a hospital lift and the cause of the fire is still under investigation. Police said that around 30 people were injured and their condition is stable. The fire started in the reception area and spread to upper floors. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep concern over hundreds of Israeli airstrikes on Syria, calling for an urgent need to de-escalate violence against the country. According to Al Jazeera, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan defended Israel's actions, stating the airstrikes aim to neutralize potential threats. A crisis summit on Syria will be held in Jordan this weekend with top diplomats from Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Lebanon, Egypt, the UAE, Bahrain, Qatar, Turkey, the U.S., the European Union and the United Nations expected to attend. The United Nations envoy for Syria condemned the unimaginable barbarity seen in images from Saidnaya prison and other detention centers in Syria. In Gaza, an Israeli strike on the Nuseirat refugee camp killed at least 33 people, with medics reporting around 50 injured. A federal court in St. Louis has indicted 14 North Koreans for allegedly participating in a conspiracy to extort money from U.S. companies and fund North Korea's weapon programs. According to the BBC, the scheme involved thousands of North Korean IT workers using stolen, fake and borrowed identities to secure remote jobs with U.S. firms. Over 6 years, the operation is said to have generated at least $88 million for the North Korean regime. The suspects are linked to two North Korean-controlled companies, and they allegedly extorted funds by demanding high salaries and stealing company information. Charges include wire fraud, identity theft, and money laundering. The suspects are believed to be in North Korea, making prosecution unlikely. The U.S. State Department is offering a $5 million reward for information. Now on to a sports update. Karnali Yaks secured a narrow 5-run victory over the Lumbini Lions in a gripping Nepal Premier League match. Lumbini won the toss and was elected to field first. Karnali Yaks managed to post 128 runs for 8 wickets in their 20 overs thanks to some steady contributions from their middle order batters. Chasing 129 runs, the Lions fought hard but fell short, finishing at 123 runs in for 7 wickets in their allotted overs. Karnali's bowlers delivered under pressure, sealing a hard-fought win and keeping their momentum in the tournament. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to mainly fair throughout the country today. Presently, the westerly wind has partial impacts across the country, causing partial changes in weather condition. Foggy weather have prevailed in many places of the Tarai and the Kathmandu Valley and smog in some other places. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the weather will be partly cloudy throughout the country this afternoon and fair at night. The department has urged all concerned to remain alert in view of foggy weather in many places in Tarai and Valley on Saturday morning. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Porwal appoints new ambassadors to 5 countries. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says Buddhism stands as a profound link between Nepal and China. Voting for various positions of the Federation of Nepali Journalists underway. And 6 people die in a hospital fire in India. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, to visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.